Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 19th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, antagonizes carotid body P2X3 receptors in hypertension. This study investigated if pyridoxal 5-phosphate, PLP, the active form of vitamin B6, could treat hypertension by antagonizing P2X3 receptors in carotid bodies. Using a multi-pronged approach, researchers found that PLP inhibited P2X3 receptor activity in spontaneously hypertensive rats, SHR. This antagonism can attenuate carotid body hyperexcitability, which underlies chemoreflex-mediated sympathetic overactivity in hypertension. These findings suggest PLP is a potential therapeutic agent for hypertension by specifically targeting carotid body P2X3 receptors. Article number 2. Peptide deformylase regulates aldosterone production through calbindin 1. This research aimed to clarify the role of peptide deformylase in aldosterone overproduction, particularly in aldosterone-producing adenoma. Investigators validated that peptide deformylase expression was significantly upregulated in enlarged aldosterone-producing adenomas. The study discovered that peptide deformylase regulates aldosterone production through calbindin 1, revealing a novel molecular mechanism. This finding advances the understanding of primary aldosteronism pathophysiology and identifies peptide deformylase as a potential new therapeutic target for aldosterone overproduction. Article number 3. Reduced expression of MTSS1 increases sarcomere number and improves contractility in select forms of monogenic DCM. This study explored the impact of MTSS1 protein expression on heart failure and contractility in dilated cardiomyopathy, DCM. Human genetic analyses revealed that a variant lowering cardiac MTSS1 expression was linked to significantly improved survival in individuals with TTN dilated cardiomyopathy. Experimental knockdown of MTSS1 via small interfering RNA siRNA in induced pluripotent stem cell-derived cardiomyocytes improved sarcomere number and contractility in models of TTN, CSRP3, and RBM20-related DCM. These results indicate that targeting MTSS1 expression offers a promising therapeutic strategy to enhance cardiac function and survival in specific monogenic forms of dilated cardiomyopathy. Article number 4. Fostering psychological safety and resilience in the ICU, implementing structured peer support. This review outlines foundational pillars for establishing structured peer support programs to enhance psychological safety and resilience among intensive care unit, ICU, professionals. The review establishes that these programs, delivered by trained colleagues, offer a low threshold and scalable intervention for addressing psychological distress, moral injury, and burnout in the ICU environment. It details 5 key components crucial for successful program implementation. Such interventions are vital for improving individual well-being, fostering better team dynamics, and ultimately enhancing patient safety within the intensive care unit. Article number 5. Targeting the association between interarm blood pressure difference and subclinical organ damage. Findings from the PAMELA study. This research investigated the connection between interarm blood pressure, BP difference, and subclinical cardiac and vascular damage within a community-based population. The Pressione Monitor Rate e Loro Associazioni, PAMELA study, included 527 participants assessed after 25 years. The findings established a clear association between a significant interarm BP difference and the presence of subclinical cardiac and vascular damage. This suggests that detecting an interarm BP difference during routine measurements can serve as an early indicator for subclinical organ damage, potentially guiding earlier diagnostic evaluation and preventative strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.